Good morning. Today's daf is Nedarim, daf Nun Daled. Today we're going to begin the seventh perek of Maseches Nedarim, although the perek is going to continue basically along the same discussion that we had been dealing with throughout the sixth perek, and namely that is if you take a neder on something, the question of what exactly is included in the neder, as we've seen already over the past couple of mishnayos, the past couple of blots, it's very highly dependent on the type of lashon that you use, how broad the lashon is, the particular usage in the locale that the person who takes the neder lives in, because it's very highly dependent on what he has in mind. And of course, since b'nedarim holech la'achar lashon b'nei adam, it's also very highly dependent on the specific language that he uses and the specific things that he might intend to include in his neder. So today we're going to talk about if somebody's neder from Yerek, what exactly is included, whether he's allowed to eat teluin, whether he's not allowed to eat teluin. So we'll get a little bit of an education on what is considered Yerek, the different types of vegetables that might be usur depending on the exact formulation of the neder. We'll see Tudeus and the Ron concerning raw vegetables, different types of vegetables, all sorts of stuff for those who like to eat healthy. And then on the second Amman and Amma Bays, we're going to talk about what's included if the guy takes a nether against meat. So is it only regular cow meat? How about liver? How about the heart of a cow? So how about chicken meat? How about fish meat? All sorts of stuff. And we'll see, it might depend on the status or the situation that the person finds himself in that there are some times when it might be harmful to a person to eat chicken meat. We usually think of it as being more healthy to eat white meat than to eat red meat. But if a person bloodlets, he might not be able to eat chicken in a safe manner. And so if a person takes a neder right after he bloodlets, then maybe he doesn't have in mind to include chicken, because chicken is not even on his mind, but he has a mind to include other stuff. We'll see, maybe by fish. We'll see all sorts of different things. And the Gemara is also, in this context, going to try to sort of frame the issue of whether something is included in the neder in terms of if I say to a shliach, go get me this, would he get me the other thing? In other words, if I say, go get me something of a certain category, would he bring me a specific item within that category? And if the answer is yes, or if the answer is that he would call me and say, hey, they don't have vegetables, but they have gourds, does that mean that gourd is considered a vegetable and therefore part of the nether? Does that mean that a gourd is not considered to be part of the vegetable? So we'll see all this. God willing, in today's daf. So says the mission in the beginning of the parak. Another mena yerek. If a person takes a neder from yerek, from vegetables, then mutter bidluin, it's going to be mutter for him to eat gourds. Why? The Ron says because gourds are not a yerek, rather they are a pri. And so, therefore, if you take a neder against Yerek, so you're allowed to eat peros. So that obviously makes sense. There are others who explain that the definition of Yerek is something which is eaten raw, right? You eat raw vegetables, you don't have to cook them. But a gourd is something like a squash or something like that, is something that you can't eat raw, you have to eat it cooked. And therefore, a gourd doesn't fit the prototypical quality of a Yerek, which is that they're eaten raw. So the Ramban just gives us an introduction to what exactly a yerek is. He says there are three categories. So yerek, when we say yerek, what we mean is lettuce or cabbage. In other words, something that's green, where the leaves of the plant that's eaten. Zra'im are things where the seeds, they could also be vegetables, but they are where the seeds of the plant are eaten, like by legumes, or like a pea, or a lima bean, or a kidney bean, or something like that, where the actual seed is eaten. And then there are peros ha'adama, like tomatoes, cucumbers, potatoes, where it's not the seed, it's not the leaf, but it's the actual pre, it's the actual vegetable that's being eaten. So in any event, we saw in the Mishnah, no dermina yerek, mutar bidluin, that's what the Tanakhama says, because luin do not satisfy the criteria for yerek. But Rebbe Akiva, also Rebbe Akiva says it's going to be also firm tea to luin. So Amar lo the Rebbe Akiva, so the Tanakhama said to Rebbe Akiva, the Chachamim said to Rebbe Akiva, Valo Omer Adam Lishlucho, but if a person says to a Shliach, Kachli Yerek, that you have to go buy for me a Yerek, Vu Omer Lomatsasi Ela Deluin, then and the Shliach will say that I didn't find Yerek, but I only found Deluin. So the Tanakama uses this as a raya, that from the fact that the Shliach is going to say, I didn't find Yerek, but I only found Deluin, it's mashma that Deluin is not Yerek. If Deluin were Yerek, so when the guy says to a Shliach, go find Yerek, so the Shliach should come back and say, I found Yerek. Yeah, I found Deluin. But from the fact he says, oh, I only found Deluin, it's mashma that Deluin is not Yerek. So Rabbi Kiva said to the Chachamim, what are you talking about? From precisely this exchange, I see that Deluin are Yerek. Why? So Oshema Omer, who lo matzasi ela kitnis, because from the fact that the Shliach is even willing to ask the question, oh, I didn't find this, but I found that, it's mashma that the thing that he found is very closely connected and very closely related to the thing that he was sent to get. Because if, for example, if a person was sent to get vegetables, so he wouldn't go to the market, then call the mishaleach and say, well, I didn't find any vegetables, but I found kitnis. I found rice. Because obviously everybody knows rice is not a vegetable. But from the fact that he calls, he's willing to call and say, oh, I only found Deluin, it's mashma that Deluin is considered to be a type of vegetable, and therefore it will be included in his nether. So Ela Shad Deluin Beklal Yerek, so really the reason is because Deluin is considered to be Yerek, V'kitnis Eina Beklal Yerek, and kitnis is not considered to be Yerek. That now continues the Mishnah, V'Asur Bepula Mitzri Lach, and it's Asur to eat a Mitzri bean which is moist, and the reason is because if it's moist, then it is going to be considered to be a yerek. It's going to be considered to be a vegetable. Mutter biyavish, but it's mutter to eat a dried pola mitzri, because by a dry pola mitzri it would no longer be considered to be a yerek. There are those who try to bring a raya from here that pola mitzri, which is a bean, it's a legume, it's kidney, is for Pesach purposes, right? So there are some who try to bring a raya that you would be allowed to eat these types of moist beans on Pesach for an Ashkenazi, even though Ashkenazim don't eat kidneys on Pesach, because we see in our Mishnah that so long as the thing is moist, it's considered to be a yerek. It's not considered to be kidneys. And then others say, come on, as we've been saying the whole Masechet along, by Nedarim Halcha Nacha Lashon Bnei Adam, the fact that by Lashon Bnei Adam we might consider a bean to be a vegetable. If you give a kid peas, the kid is going to assume that you're trying to feed him vegetables, right? But it doesn't mean that it's not considered a legume la halacha. So you can't bring any raya from what's included or what's not included in the neder to Hilchas Pesach, to what might be mutter or what might be usser legabe Hilchas Pesach. So in any event, so the Gemara introduces us to this. The Mishnah rather introduces this machlokas. If a person takes a neder from Yerek, are Deluin, are gourds considered to be a vegetable or not? And we tried to bring a raya from this discourse that would occur between a Mishaleach and the Shliach, where the Shliach would go back and ask the Mishaleach whether gourds are okay to the extent he didn't find vegetables. So the Gemara is going to focus on that. So it says, Anoder mina Yerek. So if a guy is Noder from Yerek, it's Mutter from Tit Deluin. So says the Gemara, Vamin Yerek Nadar. So the Gemara asks on the sheet of Rav Akiva that Rav Akiva said that it's going to be Usur from Tit Deluin. So the Gemara asks, I Vamin Yerek Nadar, but he was Noder from Yerek. And the Kasha of the Gemara is that Deluin are not considered Yerek. So the Ron says, well, what do you mean that Deluin are not considered Yerek? Rav Akiva explained to us in the Mishnah how he holds that Deluin are considered Yerek. So even though Rav Akiva did explain to us in the Mishnah his reasoning, the Gemara asks that maybe the reason that, maybe the rationale that the Shliach will come and consult again with the Mishaleach is not enough of a reason, because he was Noder Meimin Yerek, and Deluin is not a Yerek. So in other words, the Gemara is asking, okay, good, I don't really care what a Shliach would ask about and what a Shliach would do. We know that Deluin is not considered to be a Min Yerek, so why is it Usur? So Amar Ula Ba'omar Yarkei Kedera Alai. Because he said, Yarkei Kedera Alai. And we had explained when we learned the Shita of the Tanakhama in the Mishnah, why did the Chachamim assume that Deluin is not Yerek? Because Yerek is anything that's eaten kamoshu chai. Yerek is eaten raw. Deluin have to be cooked. So over here, what type of nether did he make? He didn't make a nether min yerek. He made a nether that yarke kedera alai. Any yerek that goes in a kedera is usher to me. And this includes deluin, because deluin have to be cooked. They're not eaten raw. So that's why deluin are included in his nether. I vidilma yerek hanechal bikdera kamar. Maybe that means yerek hanechal bikdera. And what's yerek hanechal bikdera? These are yerukos that are placed in a pot only to lend flavor to other foods. So the Ron explains, like betzel and shum, like onions and garlic. Maybe only onions and garlic and things that are added for flavoring purposes are included in this nether. So we again fine tune the lashon of the nether and say, no, what he actually said was ba'omer yerek hamizbashel bikdera alai. It's only yerek hamizbashel. So yerek hamizbashel obviously means not yerek which is put in a pot for flavoring purposes, but yerek hamizbashel means yerukos that are actually cooked in a kedera, and that would obviously include. That would obviously include deluin. So, the Ran over here says that. So the Ran says over here that if you look in the Ran, two lines up from where the lines get medium size. So the Ran says, "V'kaimelank Rabbi Akiva, k'moshen afarish lefaneinu. We paskan like Rabbi Akiva, always going lechumra in the Dorim, like the Ran always does. So hilkach noder ben ayerek. If a person takes a neder from yerek." Then ain't aser b'pri adama, because like we just said in the Gemara, yerek is mashma only that which is raw. Omer yerek kedera alai. If he said yerek kedera, then aser b'peros ha'adama habaim lahachshur amachal kashumu mevitzalim muter bedluin. Then it's only aser for him to eat vegetables that are used for flavoring, but it's muter for him to eat dluin. Omer yerek hamisbashal b'kedera alai. But if he says yerek hamisbashal b'kedera, then aser b'chol peros ha'adama. Then it's going to be also for him to eat every peros adam, including deluin. It's also going to be also for him to eat all sorts of things that the shliach would consult with the mishaleach. If the mishaleach sent him to go get yerek and he found only this type of vegetable, if the shliach would call up the mishaleach and say, "Hey, I only found this type of vegetable," then that's going to be enough to have this included in the neder. The Ran then says a couple of lines further and now in the second widest line. So he says v'nimsa achshav lefi derech zeh. Then he quotes another way of learning and he says that according to the second way, the noder mina yerek aser b'yerek hanechal kamoshu chai bilvad. If a guy takes a neder on yerek, he's only aser on yerek shanechal kamoshu chai. Umuter b'chol mashem espashal afapi shalom b'famim nechal chai. And it's us and it's mutter for him to eat. To eat yerukos, which are generally cooked, even though sometimes they're eaten raw, because yerek stam means a yerek, a vegetable that's always eaten raw. Amar yarke kedera alai. If he says yarke kedera alai, then aser af biosan shenachalim chayim umuvushalim. Avalo biosan shenecha shein nechal elam uvushalim. Then it's aser for him to eat the vegetables that are sometimes eaten cooked, sometimes eaten raw, but it's going to be mutter for him to eat vegetables that are always and only eaten cooked. Omar yerek hamisbashal bikdera aser af ba'osan she'enechol and elabashal. But if he says yerek hamisbashal bikdera, then it's aser for him to eat even those yerukos which are only eaten cooked. So the Ran's second gear says that we sort of skip the discussion about the betzel and the shum, but we're only focused on yerukos whether they're eaten raw or whether they're eaten cooked. And how, when we say yerek hamisbashel bikdera, it includes the most, and the most in terms of scope, of yerukos that are eaten only cooked. Those are included when you say yerek hamisbashel bikdera, but if you said yerek only, then that only picks up raw vegetables. Okay, so says the Gemara now, about halfway down on Amud Aleph. So, b'may kamiflegi, what are they arguing about? So, Rabbanan Savri, kol milsa detzorek shlicha lemluchay ala, lav minahu. So, the Chachamim say, well, anything that the shliach has to ask the mishaleach, whether it's included in the shlichas, is obviously not from the min that the mishaleach sent him to get. Therefore, if the mishaleach sent him to get vegetables, and the shliach, finding no raw vegetables, would have to call the mishaleach and ask whether Diluen, which are cooked, are okay, that shows that diluen are actually not vegetables. Because if diluen were vegetables, he wouldn't have to call the mashalach, because the mashalach sent him to send vegetables. Let him just bring back diluen. And Rav Akiva holds that anything that the shliach would call and ask about, it's proof that it is part of the min that he would set, that he was sent to get. So Amar Abaya, so says Abaya, that nevertheless, even though Rav Akiva says that these gourds would be included in Yerek because a shliach would call the Meshaleach and ask whether gourds are okay, Moda Rav Akiva and Yamalkas ain't a loka. Rav Akiva's Moda Linya Malkas, that the guy would not get Malkas for violating the Neder in the form of eating gourds. So the Ron explains that since gourds are only included in Yerek from a ribui lashon, like for example where you say Yerek hamisbashal bikdera, or from the fact that the shliach would call and ask whether dluin are okay, we're obviously mesupak whether dluin are considered to be Yerek, because we're bringing rayas from parole evidence, from the fact that, oh, well, anecdotally, the shliach would call the mishaleach and ask whether dluin are okay. So it's obvious that we're mesupak whether dluin are considered to be a yerek, and we would never give malchus mi suffik. Now, again, by nedarim, the Ran says, we're always holich l'chumra. We always go l'chumra, because nedarim is a suffik iser daraisa, and therefore a suffik daraisa l'chumra. But in order to give malchus, we only give malchus ba'ofen vaday, not be'ofen suffik. Okay, so says the Gemara Vayter. So it's not wholesome. So we bring down from a Mishnah, Hashliach shasa shlichuso. If a shliach does his shlichus, then balabayis mal. Then the balabayis is going to be mal. So for example, we're talking about where the balabayis tells the shliach to do something with an item of hektish. So if you use an item of hektish, if you benefit from an item of hektish for personal purposes, then you violate me'ila. You violate me'ila, you have to pay an amount of money to hektish, you have to bring a carbon, it's an avera. So generally speaking, we know that there is a principle of ein shliach ledvar avera, that you're not allowed to make a shliach to do a shlichus, to do an avera is not a valid shlichus. However, the Gemara in Maseches Kedushin derives from Gzeira Shava that by Me'ila, that dafka, by the avera of Me'ila, by the Isser of Me'ila, that when the shliach fulfills the shlichus, then it's the balabayas who's mal. So if the balabayas has an item of hektish, tells the shliach, go do XYZ with this thing of hektish, the shliach fulfills the shlichus, it's the balabais who's going to be maul and not the shliach, because after all, the shliach is just a pass-through. The shliach just did what the balabais told him to do. Lo asa shlichuso, if the shliach did not do his shlichus, in other words, he just went against the directive of the mishaleach, then shliach maul, then it's the shliach who's maul. We're not going to hold the balabais on the hook on account of something that the shliach did, if the shliach did not follow the balabais' directions. So mantana. So who's this Tana? So Amar Rav Chista, Masisin, the local Rabbi Akiva. Our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Akiva, the Tanan, Ketzad, because it says, Ketzad, Amar Lo, Tein Basar La'orchim. If a guy says, give Basar to the guests, and it turns out that this Basar is Basar Kachim, but not Sunland Kaved, and he gave them the liver instead, or Tein Kaved, or if the Balabayas told the Shliach, give the guest liver, Venasanland Basar, and he gave Basar instead, Hashliach Mal. Then the Shliach is going to be Mal. Why would the Shliach be Mal? As we saw, the Shliach is only Mal where he does not fulfill the directive of the Balabayas. And where the Balabayas told him to give meat and he gave liver instead, or vice versa, it's considered that he did not fulfill the shlichas. Now, vi Rabbi Akiva, Amar Rabbi Akiva, kol milso demim lachaleh shliach minahu, if it's Rabbi Akiva holds, as we saw in our Gemara, in explaining our Mishnah, that wherever the shliach would be mimlach, wherever the shliach would seek permission to buy the thing, then it's considered to be part of the min. So, limol balabayas v'lo limol shliach, so then the balabayas should be moel and not the shliach. Why? Because the Ron explains that generally speaking, if a balabayas sends a shliach to the marketplace to go purchase meat, and the shliach cannot find meat, but he could only find liver, so generally speaking, the shliach will call the balabayas and say, hey, I didn't find meat, but I only found liver, is that okay? So from the fact that he's calling the balabais and asking about the liver, it's mashma that liver is considered to be meat, and since liver is considered to be meat, and the balabais told the shliach, go give the archim this basar, and it's basar kachim, so if he gave them kaved, if he gave them liver, it should be considered to be meat, and the balabais should be mal, because the shliach did a shlicha, so why is the shliach mal? So Amar Abaya, afilu tamer Rabbi Akiva, could even go about like Rabbi Akiva, Milo Moda Rabbi Akiva, but does Rabbi Akiva not admit that the shliach has to ask? And therefore if he didn't ask, then he didn't do a shlichas. So in other words, say even though Lagabe Nidorim, yes, anything that the shliach would ask about is considered to be part of the min, but that's only where he asks. The case over here was the balabayas told the shliach, go give them meat. And the shliach went and gave them liver. He didn't ask the balabayas, oh, I didn't find any meat, I only found liver, can I give them liver? So then, when the balabayas says yes, he's doing the shlichus of the balabayas. But here the guy went off on his own and gave them liver. So that's not considered to be a shlichus legabe the halachos of me'ila and who's going to be mal. So itmar shmaita kamei derava, amar len shaper amar nachmeini. So they said over this brisa in front of Rava, and Rava said Nachmeini. In other words, Abaye said right. In other words, it's a good basis for distinguishing between Rav Akiva's halacha and our Mishnah and the view in the other Mishnah about the shlichus and who exactly is mal. So the Ran over here points out famously, and Rashi points out elsewhere that Abaye was called Nachmeini because he was orphaned and raised in the house of Rabba Bar Nachmeini. That's why Abaye was called by this nickname Nachmeini over here. So says the Gemara Viter, three lines down now, Nun Dalon Amud Beis. So Mantana, the Polig Aleah de Rabbi Akiva. Who's the Tana who argues on Rabbi Akiva? Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. It's Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. The Tanya Hanoder min Abasar. We learn in a Braisa, if somebody's noder from Basar, Asur b'chol mine Basar, it's Asur for him to eat all types of meat, the Asur barosh, uberaglaim, it's Asur for him to eat the head of the calf, or the feet of the calf, uvakana, or the windpipe, uvakaved, or the liver, uvalev, or the heart, uva ofos, and it's Asur for him to eat Basar Oaf. So there are a couple of nafkaminas here about Basar Oaf. So one is, we know that on Yontif, there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yontif and Ein Simcha Ella B'Basar V'Yayin. So when we say Ein Simcha Ella B'Basar V'Yayin, does that mean only red meat, or does that mean also fowl? Does that mean also chicken or duck or something that's something other than red meat? So Lechora, that would depend on whether Basar Oaf is Bichlal Basar for this purpose. Another nafkamina is whether for these other things you would violate an iser of basar b'chalav midaraisa. So, for example, if you eat a piece of steak and milk together and cook it together, then that's going to be a violation of basar b'chalav midaraisa. However, if you would cook beef heart or the liver or chicken or something with milk, would that be considered to be an isser or basar b'chalav midaraisa? Should depend l'chora on what's considered to be meat and what is not considered to be meat. La halacha, of course, we paskin that the lave and the kaved and everything of a calf or of a cow is going to be basar b'chalav midaraisa. Chicken, of course, is basar b'chalav only midarabana. It's not considered to be basar b'chalav midaraisa. Okay, so in any event, so this Tana, and so far anonymous Tana, says if a guy takes a nether from Basar, also for him to eat Rosh, Raglayim, Kana, Kaved, Lev, Vofos, Umutra Basar Dokam, but it's mutter for him to eat fish, Vichagavim, and locusts. So Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says, Hanoder min Abasar, if a person takes a nether from Basar, Asur b'chol mine Basar, it's Asur for him to eat all types of Basar, but Umutar barosh, uveraglayim, it's mutter for him to eat the head of that calf and the legs, uvakano, uvakaved, uvalev, and all these other parts of the animal, uva ofos, and it's mutter for him to eat ofos, vein sorach lomar basar dagam v'chagavim, and certainly it's mutter for him to eat it's mutter for him to eat basar dagim and chagavim and locusts. And the reason is because anything that the shliach would consult about is not part of the main category. So, for example, if a person says to a shliach, "Go get me meat," and there's no red meat, there's only chicken. So, if the shliach would call the balabais and say, "Hey, there's no more steak left. There's only chicken cutlets. Do you want them?" So Rav Shimon Gamliel would say, from the fact that the shliach is calling and asking the balabais's permission, it's obvious that it's not considered to be part of the min. Ravi Akiva, who's the Tanakhama over here, would say that from the fact that the shliach would call and ask whether chicken is okay and not meat, it shows that chicken is part of the min. So that's the machloka. So Rav Shimon Gamliel is the one who argues on Rabbi Akiva. But also what we say in this brisa, now the brisa continues, and Rav Shimon Gamliel says that kravayim, this comes to support his view that it's mutter for him to eat rosh, raglayim, kane, kaved, all these other parts of the animal, that kravayim, that intestines, lav basar, are not considered meat, v'ochleim, lav bar inish, and those who eat them are not considered to be people. In other words, they're considered to be boorish people. Ochleim kabasar linyan zvini, lav bar inish. In other words, those who buy them for purposes of meat are not considered to be people. They're considered to be boors. So what exactly does this mean over here? That in other words, anybody who goes into the store where they have meat and they have intestines and purposely buys the intestines as opposed to meat is considered to be a boor. So and the nafkamina is going to be lemekach umemkar. So, for example, if a person goes into the store and buys intestines and buys a bunch of animal intestines, and he happens to intend that he wants to eat them, and then he gets home and he sees that they're not roi l'machal adam, they're only roi for machal behema. So, is that considered to be a mekach toz? Can he go back to the storekeeper and say, "Look, I bought these intestines and they're unfit for consumption"? So, if anybody who wants to eat these intestines is considered to be a boor, lav bar inish, then there's no mekach toz. The fact that they're only fit for consumption for animals, because a normal person, when he buys intestines, has a mind that it's only good for animals and that it's not going to be good for people. So in any event, now the Gemara from here until the end of the daf is going to focus on meat, on chicken and fish, and whether they're included in meat or not. So says the Gemara, so maishna basar of latana kama di asar. According to the Tanakhama, who we establish as Rabbi Akiva, why is basar of considered to be asar? Why is that going to be considered part of his neder against meat? Da'avid shlicha demimla chaleah. Because if a shliach is sent to the store to buy meat, and there is no red meat, there's only chicken, the shliach would call the balabayas and say, "Hey, there's no meat, there's only chicken," and that shows, according to Rabbi Akiva, that chicken is considered to be within the category of meat. So, basar dogem nami avid shlicha, dilo mishkach bisra mimlach alei, however, by fish, also, apparently then, the derech was that if a shliach would be sent to the market to buy meat, if there was no red meat or even white meat, the shliach would call and say, "Hey, I didn't find meat, but I found fish. Are you okay with fish?" So from the fact that the shliach would call and ask that question, it should also prove that fish is considered to be in within the category of meat. D'yamar ilo mishkach nebisra, I see dagim velesteru. Both chicken and meat should be usur according to the Tanakhama, because with regard to both of these things, the shliach would call the balabais and ask whether he would be okay with either chicken or meat. So if your criteria for including something in a category is whether a shliach would call about it, and a shliach would call about both chicken and fish, what's the basis for the Tanakhama distinguishing between chicken and fish? He says chicken is usur, fish is mutter. Why the basis for the distinction? So it says the Gemara, Amar Abaye kagon shehik is dum, delo achal dagim. Because we're talking about a case where the guy was just makis dum, where the guy just had a bloodletting procedure, and therefore he's not going to eat fish, because apparently fish is harmful to somebody who just bloodlet. Now, if he just bloodlet and he took a neder against meat, then it's obvious that the neder doesn't include fish, because he's not even having in mind. He's not even thinking about fish. Fish is not even ola al daito, because he knows he can't eat fish because he just had had this procedure. And it's a sense, frek the Gemara, iachi afilu ofas nami lo achel. Well, if the guy just bloodlet, then why are you drawing a distinction then between fish meat and fowl meat? It's going to be dangerous for him to have chicken also. So the Amar Shmuel, because Shmuel says the mesukar v'achol bisra de tzipra parach libe ketzipra. If a person had a bloodletting of the shoulders and then eats chicken meat, then eats bird meat, he eats fowl, his heart is going to jump in his chest like a bird. In other words, it's very bad. It's very bad for your heart to eat chicken. Vitanya, and we also learned in a brisa, ein mekizin lo al dogim velo al ofos, that you should not be makiz dam on dogim and then eat fish, velo al ofos and then eat fowl, velo al basar maliach and then to eat salted meat. Vitanya, and we also learned in a brisa for good measure, hikiz dam, if you were makiz dam la yochal lo cholav, you shouldn't eat cholav and lo gvina and cheese, velo beitzim and eggs, velo shachlayim and cress, velo ofos and not bird meat, velo basar maliach and not salted meat, red meat. And so we see over here again in another brisa that you're not allowed, but that it's not healthy for you, it's not safe for you to eat bird meat after you were makiz dam. So if you were telling me, oh, the reason that fish is not included in the nether is because the guy was just makiz dam, and therefore he doesn't have in mind that his nether should cover fish at all. L'chore, his nether shouldn't have in mind, he shouldn't have in mind that it should cover meat either. Because a guy who is makiz dam, it's a sakana for him to eat chicken as well. So why do we distinguish again between chicken and fish? So says the Gemara, Shani Ofas Defshar Al Yidei Shlika. So the answer is because if a guy bloodlet, then it's going to be dangerous for him to eat all types of fish meat, no matter how the fish is prepared. However, if the guy bloodlets, it's going to be safe for him to eat fowl so long as it was shaluk, so long as it was boiled, overcooked, very, very well. And so therefore, if the guy took the nether and he just had a bloodletting, he would have in mind to include in his nether basar oaf, because it's possible for him to eat basar oaf prepared a certain way, but he would not have in mind fish, because it's impossible for him to eat any fish if he just bloodlet, no matter how that fish is prepared. And Abaye Omer, Abaye says, could be dealing with a different situation. Kagon de chayvin le ene, that we're talking about a case where his eyes hurt him. And in that case, the dugim kashim le'inayim. And the reason that chicken is included in the nether and fish is excluded from the nether is because he never has in mind fish. He's not thinking fish. Why? Because fish are difficult for the eyes. Fish are bad for the eyes. If your eyes hurt, it's bad for you to eat fish. Says the Gemara, yachi achol dugim. But if he has some ailment, some eye ailment, then adarabah, he should eat dug. Why? Dahamar Shmuel, because Shmuel said nun samach ayin, just a play on the order of the letters in the Aleph Beis, and nun is a fish. Nun sama le'inayim. A nun, a fish, is a remedy for the eyes. So if the guy has an eye ailment, not he should stay away from fish. Adarabah, he should eat fish. If the guy had an ailment, why would he not include fish? Why would he not be having fish in mind in his nether? So says the Gemara, that's only at the end of the illness. Fish is only beneficial to the eye ailment at the end of the illness. We're dealing with a guy who's suffering from an eye ailment at the beginning of the illness, and therefore he would not have in mind fish at all, because that's not going to be safe for him to eat. He has in mind chicken, because there's no problem with eating chicken if you're suffering from an eye ailment. So again, la halacha, we saw that the Ran Paskins like Rabbi Kiva, we alluded to this on Amud Aleph, the Ran Paskins like Rabbi Kiva, that any item about which the Shliach consults the Balabais about is going to be considered to be in that category. And this is the reason that we Paskin like Rabbi Kiva is twofold. First of all, there's a Stam Mishnah Maseches Chulin that follows Rabbi Kiva. And also, the Halacha Rabbi Kiva Mechave Ro, and we establish that who's the Tana who argues with Rabbi Akiva, it's not the Chachamim, we said it's Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel. And because it's only Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel who's the Das Yachid who argues in Rabbi Akiva, Halacha Rabbi Akiva Mechave Ro. Now, the Halacha Rabbi Akiva, though, only applies, as we also saw, where the Shliach consults with the Balabayas. But if the Shliach doesn't consult with the Balabayas, then only the exact thing that the Balabayas said is going to be included in the nether. So then the Ran just points out, he goes into some detail over here, that the bases of Heter for the basar dog, by akazas dam and keve nayim aren't equal. So in other words, by akazas dam, he's permitted to eat fish if he was noder on basar, only for the day of the bloodletting. We had said that basar dog is harmful for somebody who was makas dam. So, but when do we say that he doesn't have in mind fish in the nether because fish is going to be harmful for him, to him? That's only when he's noder on the day of the bloodletting. But if he was noder that and the nether would span the scope of several days, like both the day of the bloodletting and then let's say for the next 3 days, then he does have in mind to include fish because fish is only going to be harmful for him in the immediate aftermath of the bloodletting. But if he's making a nether that's going to cover more of a greater time period, then the Chora, he has in mind fish, because the next day it's going to be mutter for him to eat fish. But in the case of Kei Ve'Nayim, in the case of where the guy has an eye ailment, and he makes the nether, even if he says that he's not going to eat meat for 3 days, still he has a mind to, it's still he does not have in mind at all fish. Why? Because the guy doesn't know how long his illness is going to last. So by bloodletting, you know, for 24 hours, don't eat fish. The next day, or whatever, 12 hours, whatever it is, don't eat fish. The next day, you could eat fish. By Kei Ve'Nayim, he has no idea how long the ailments are going to last, and the whole time that he has the ailment, except for at the end, fish is going to be harmful. Therefore, he doesn't have in mind fish at all. However, now what about Basar Maliach? Basar Maliach, we had said, is harmful for somebody who has a bloodletting done. Let's say the guy has a bloodletting done, and he's no there on meat. Does that include Basar Maliach? So the Ron says, yes. We said that Basar Maliach is harmful. So if it's harmful, then Lechora, he shouldn't even have in mind Basar Maliach when he takes a nether. Says Aran, yeah, but Basar Maliach is actual meat, and the guy was noder from Basar. So it's not like fish or oaf where we could fetch out a teretz he didn't have it in mind. He obviously had this in mind. And then the Ron concludes that locusts are always going to be permitted. With the one thing that we had mentioned in the first brisa, but the Gemara never dwelled on, was by locusts, and locusts are always permitted because the shliach would never even consult with a balabayis if the balabayis sent him to get meat, and there was only locusts, he would never even call and say, hey, there was no meat, there was only locusts, and therefore it's obvious that when the guy says meat, he would never come to include locusts in the nether. So we'll pick up, God willing, with the next Mishnah tomorrow.